Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are pleased to bring in the first baseman DH of the Chicago White Sox, Mr. Yonder Alonso. Nice enough to take some time out of his very busy day to join us on Inside the Clubhouse. Yonder, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Thanks for doing it. Are you a morning guy, first of all? Most baseball guys are.
Yeah, I am. I mean, obviously, with all these day games, it still feels a little weird. But, yeah, you know, it's not a big deal. We just got to get ready. Hopefully get another W today.
The leadership on the Chicago White Sox is something, along with your big bat, that they brought you in for, as well as John Jay and a couple of other guys in the bullpen and Mr. Nova, all veterans who can still play and also help lead. Do you feel that a spring training in the first 10 or 12 days of the season is enough time to establish some of that leadership for guys like yourself?
Well, I mean, I definitely think it takes time. I don't necessarily think that, you know, just because you're a veteran, you got to be a leader, right?
Right.
I think you can lead by example. You can lead vocally, even if you're a young guy. But again, I feel like with the guys that we have here, we have such a good group of guys that can gel, that can obviously be speak different languages and kind of ease things a little bit. And then just the everyday grind of baseball in terms that you can teach the young guys a little bit of your savviness and things like that definitely helps a lot. But, you know, I think the group of guys that we have here are a lot of fun. They're prepared. They're ready to compete at a high level, and they're always wanting to learn, which you can't beat that for sure.
Yonder Alonso of the White Sox joining us on the El Pomonte Ford Hotline. El Pomonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Yonder, you mentioned time. Usually when somebody changes teams, they sometimes say that it takes half a season to get used to their new surroundings. But you look like, you know, like you fit in like a glove right off the bat with your surroundings and teammates in the organization. It looks like it's been seamless for you so far.
Yeah, you know, I try to gel with the guys. I try to have fun. You know, it starts in obviously spring training, but, you know, there's nothing better than obviously getting prepared for a game and going out there and competing and having a good time while you're doing it. So just trying to kind of ease things a little bit. I know sometimes things can get a little bit tough and guys may be like, you know, what's going on? And at the end of the day, you got to remember it's a game. It's a game, a man's game. It's a kid's game, but we're men, and we feel like you got to enjoy yourself because, you know, if you enjoy yourself, you're going to be more loose and everything's going to be better. So, yeah, have fun, enjoy it, compete, and make sure, you know, we're ready to go every single day.
You know, you bring up the subject, and certainly I talked to a couple of the Cub players yesterday about celebrations and also how teams are responsible for themselves and their own guys, the 25 guys in there. In their clubhouse, how do you look at that, Yonder? As far as you know, the celebration, and then also remembering, as you said, it's a man's game. So if somebody takes exception to what you do, there are things that are a product of, you know, that happening. Other things can happen. So from the perspective of, you know, the other day, and in general, how the White Sox look at fun and celebration, where do you stand?
Well, you know, I think it's funny. I think when I first came up 9 years ago, the game was totally different, right? It was filled with a lot of veteran savviness, a lot of guys who have been in the game for a long time, a lot of guys who were more of the old school guys, you know, show no affection, show no feelings, show no character, just play the game the way it's meant to be played. Which I'm all about that, right? I'm all about the game in itself, you know, the old school way of playing the game. But then at the same time, we've come to this new generation where guys have, you know, they're available to reach out to the fan base and reach out to everybody that watches along the road. So there is some character involved, and there is some more meanings towards, you know, enjoying yourself and showing your fan base or whoever you want to show that it is okay to have fun, and it is okay to smile, it is okay to cheer up your teammates, it is okay to enjoy a home run. Like, I don't have a problem if somebody strikes me out and they go and they, you know, pin a strikeout or anything like that. Am I gonna take offense to it? Maybe so. My next at bat, if I'm not gonna like throw my bat at the guy or my helmet at him, you know, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna try to hit a homer, or I'm gonna try to get on base for my guys, or I'm gonna try to score a run. That's the way I combat that. I don't agree with, you know, guys just plunking somebody, because that is a weapon. You know, baseball is a weapon coming at 95 miles an hour, and it can ruin your year. So, you know, I think it's part of the old school game, and, you know, we're now seeing kind of a little bit of differences with the new school game. And I enjoy it. I enjoy both of it. So, yeah, that's where I stand on it.
Is there any right or wrong?
I don't know if there's right or wrong. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask that question, but I do know that it's, you know, the game is changing where guys are more affectionate to their character and showing their character a little bit more, and it's okay to do that. You know, I think this season is so long that if you act like a robot, you're just not going to be yourself. You know, you're not going to be yourself. So there's no better way than enjoying yourself and being yourself every single day on the field, because the game is a grinding game, and it is a long summer days where you just can't be a robot. So it's okay to have some emotions. It's okay to get fired up, as long as there's no disrespect to the opposing team. You know, making sure that everything you do is for your guys and make sure it's attended to for your guys, and show no disrespect to the opposing players. I don't see anything wrong with it. Just enjoy it, have fun, and you know, do your thing.
Hey, Yander, you and some of the other veterans, I'm sure, are continuing to take Eloy Jimenez under your wings. And so far, it's been a good start, but I think his, you know, eventually his monster talent is going to come even more to the forefront, especially when the weather gets warmer. How do you see his progression through the first couple weeks of this season? Again, I just think this guy's just going to be a monster at some point.
Yeah, I think his progression is great. I think he's learning every single day. I think he's making adjustments on a daily basis. Those are things that we're working with him as well, you know, throughout the game, making sure that we're adjusting pitch to pitch, you know, how to run the bases, how to do these other things. We know he's going to hit. I mean, I believe he's a pure hitter as it gets, right? But there's other things, too, that we should, you know, try to teach him and help him out, like running the bases or playing defense or, you know, having a routine or making sure, you know, how to watch video or, you know, the guy is a really well-spoken young player. He's taken his education on a high level to try to learn the English to be able to talk to his teammates on a daily basis. So he is a smart and bright guy, and I see a guy who's getting better and better every single day on all aspects of the game. And it's enjoyable to watch. It's a lot of fun to watch. We know he's going to hit. Can't wait for it to get maybe a little warmer and kind of feel like he's at home from the Dominican Republic and go bang and do his thing.
Yonder, when you DH or play first base, it's different preparation mentally and physically every day. Abreu's going through it for the first time as well. Have you guys kind of talked about, you know, the preparation for one day DH, the next day first base, 2 days on one and the other, and are you kind of like helping each other out getting through that?
Yeah, we talk about it, you know, because it is difficult. We've never really done it, so we found the chance to talk about it. You know, any ideas that he has or tips, or if I have any ideas or tips. The biggest thing I think for me is just making sure you're staying in the game. You know, so that's what I try to do. That's what he tries to do. Definitely, DH is a whole nother beast from playing first base, playing defense all your life, but we're getting it. We're getting it, and you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where we play as long as we get W's. So just continue that, making sure we're helping our infielders out any way we can, and go battle every single day.
Yonder, David and I appreciate your time today joining us in Inside the Clubhouse. Have a great game, and we'll see you when you get home. Thanks again.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Yonder.
Yonder Alonso joining us on Inside the Clubhouse from Detroit.
Okay, Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.